Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
This week's parsha is Tetzaveh. Tetzaveh is a unique parsha. It's remarked, the Baal HaTorah remarks right at the beginning of the parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu's name does not appear in this week's parsha. In almost every parsha of the Torah, from the time that Moshe appears on the scene at the beginning of Chumash Shmos, the book of Exodus, Moshe is repeated, Moshe's name appears. Here, Moshe's name doesn't appear. There are many reasons for this anonymity. One of the reasons is that not only Moshe's modesty, but it's a statement that the Torah and really the Jewish people are not dependent upon any one person. We're not a religion of
cults
or indispensable people, or it has to. So God, so to speak, took them out of the parsha. And even though there are many mitzvot in the parsha, and even though we're talking about lighting the menorah in the lighting the candelabra in the great candelabra in the tabernacle and later in the temple, and we're talking about the garments that the priests had to wear, and there were all sorts of interesting things and detailed things, Moshe's name doesn't appear. Torah survives on its own. Now, it needs a people, right? It needs the Jewish people, need people to observe it, et cetera, but let no one think that I'm the one that's keeping it going. You know, if it weren't for me, it's all going to collapse. Because that's the height of hubris. That's the height of arrogance. I don't want it to sound as harsh as it will, but I'm sure our listeners are so sophisticated by now that they can hear what I'm saying. I say that the greatness of Torah is that it survives the people who represent it, that it that all the foibles and all the weaknesses and all the human pettiness that's involved doesn't affect the Torah. Even though people speak in the name of the Torah, even though people make proclamations in the name of the Torah, even people say, you know, my institution is pure Torah, but the Torah doesn't need anybody. It really doesn't need anybody. And I think that the 3,300 years of Jewish history since Sinai really testify to that fact. That Torah weathers all storms. It's deep within the heart of Jews. It remains the guiding light, the beacon for all of us. And so even if Moshe's name is not there, and we'll see later that when Moshe passes away, the Jewish people couldn't imagine how they're going to keep on going. And they say the elders wept. They said Moshe's face is like the sun. Yoshua's face is only like the moon. In other words, that Yoshua is only a reflection of Moshe. How are we going to do it without Moshe? 3,300 years later, we've done it without Moshe. And that is really an important thing to understand, that we do not brook the cult of the personality. Now, in practical Jewish life, unfortunately, there are cults of personalities. But in the overall view, if we look at it through history, we look at it really on a coldly analytical fashion, it's obvious that there is no room for any cult of personality. The Torah lives by itself, inspires us by itself. In the words of our prayers, it is our life and the length of our days. It allows us a perspective on our lives and on history generally.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.